Now the Mishnah says, when you have an Atzei Asherom, Halacha is lo yeshuv betilam. You're not allowed to sit and have enjoyment from the shade. Now we'll soon see the shade could be far away from the tree. Like in the morning or the evening, the shade sometimes go maybe twice the length of the height of the tree even. So any, as far as you are from the tree, you're not allowed to have any enjoyment from this tree. V'im yoshuv, let's say you sit there under the shade, but you're not directly underneath the tree, tor, you remain tor. But the locker is, you're not allowed to even walk underneath the tree. V'yamor, if you walk underneath the tree, then tomei, then you become tomei. And we'll see in the Gemara, we're going now according to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, that takruvas alvaras kechovim have a locker like tomei meis. And most probably underneath the tree, you'll find some takruvas. There must be something that they worship with it, they bring it to the Avodah Zarah. So the takruvas Avodah Zarah are more chomer than the Avodah Zarah itself. Before the Mishnah we had that the Avodah Zarah itself is a machlokes, whether it has tumas like a sheretz or tumah like a nidah. But there it does not have a locha like a mace. If it's just under the same oil, you will not become tameh. But takruvas Avodah Zarah, things that they bring to serve the Avodah Zarah with, that has like a korbin, that has locha like zivche mace, it's like a mace. If it has tumah mace, so you have to be afraid underneath every Atzei Asherom there is some kabonis there, some takruvas there, and therefore it has locha like a mace. So if you walk under the branches, you also become tameh with a tumas oil. Therefore, you are very good. Therefore, the Mishnah says, since this is only with the Rabbonin, what's going to be Hoysa Gezelis Esarabim? Let's say a guy had a private Atzei Asherim in his yard, but the branches go out over the Rishus Rabbim. So they come out now that the people can't walk under that tree in the Rishus Rabbim. Or if you do, you become Tamei. So here the locher is, here we say, no, the Rabbonin did not put that Tumah to bother the Rabbim. Here, if the Rabbim would walk underneath this tree, they would still remain tor. Like we're saying, since it's only Tomei with the Rabbonin, this halacha that the takruvas is like a mace, is only with the Rabbonin. So therefore here, not to bother the Rabbim, the Rabbonin did not put an Isser, did not put the Tumah on these branches. We'll see the Gemara soon. Now the Mishnah says, Lo Yeshu V'tili, not let us sit under the shade. The more pshit, of course. The tree is an Atzei Asher, it's also Bano. Pshit, you can't have enjoyment. As we said, like the tzel, the shade goes far away, double the length of the tree. So even after the length of the tree, let's say the tree is only 50 feet tall. Now by evening, when the sun is all the way down, the shade could go 100 feet away. So even the 90th feet, it's also to have anor. That's the chiddush. So Mer says, Mechla, what are you telling me? That the tzel kemosa, that only the first 50 feet, the actual height of the tree, there it should be mochamer, meaning, in Yoshev, if you sit there, tamei, you'll even become tamei, which doesn't make sense. Since you're not underneath the leaves itself, you're still out, you're still further away than the leaves, why should you become tamei? Though tumah is tumah's oil, if you're underneath the same roof as the mace, but hey, you're not underneath the tree, so why should you be tamei? So Mar says, loy, to not make this deed. The afilu itself kremah tsunami, even though you're having shade from the height of the tree itself, you're only 20 feet away from the tree, still the locher is, in Yoshev Tor, if you would sit there, you would remain Tor, since you're not underneath the leaves itself. So what's the Chiddush we're saying now? V'okamashvalon, t'yafilu l'tzel t'ilah, lo yeshev. Just the Chiddush is that much. Even though you're 90 feet away from the tree, you're away from the height of the tree, but since you're having shade from this tree, it's also to enjoy it. And Ika Damasi, some learned this law on the Sefer of the Mishnah, that it says, Im Yoshev Tor, that if you sit under this shade, since you're not directly under the leaves, you're Tor. Pshit, of course, you're not under the leaf, you're not under the oil of the tree, Pshit, you're Tor. Amar Rava Bar Vachon Rav Yechanan Lonitzvah, the Chiddush is, we only need this, El Litzel Kemosa, when you're pretty close to the tree, you're the same distance as the height of the tree. You're not directly underneath it, but you're only 10 or 20 feet away from it. That's the Chiddush, that's still your Tor, because you're not underneath the branches. If so, Makhlala should be a proof then to the Tzel Tila, if you're more than 50 feet away from the tree, that's more than the height of the tree, even though you're having a dreamer from the shade, maybe Afil Lekatchilo Yoshev, maybe even Lekatchilo you're allowed to sit there. There's no Yisur Hano. So Mursa Zloi, do not make this Diyak. Because of course, any type of enjoyment is also. But Okamash, when the Chiddush just means teaches in the bright in the Sefer is, Even though you're only 10 feet away from the tree, even though you're within the height of the tree, still, in Yoshev, if you sit there, Tohor, Lamaisa Yator, you're not underneath the branches, you're not under the oil, you're not under the same roof as the Takruvis are, therefore you remain Tohor. Now the Mishnah says, Lo Yavra Tata did not walk underneath it, Vimova Tomei. But if you just walk underneath the branches of the Tatsi Asher without even touching it, you become Tomei. So Kuru, my time, what's the reason? And the Kasher is, Lekur, it's only in Avodah Zarah. And before we had, it's only Tomei at most Kenida. It's only if you touched it. But if you don't touch it, Anida has no Tumas oil. So why do you become Tomei just walking underneath the branches? You're not touching anything. So my answer is, it's impossible that underneath the tree there shouldn't be some takruvis, something that they use to serve the Avodah Zarah with. Since this tree they worship, they for sure bring things there, whether it's grass or food, whatever they bring. They bring takruvis. So if so, mani who does that mishnah go like? We have Yudah ben Maseirihi. The time you will learn. We have Yudah ben Maseirihi there. How do we know that any takruvus, any korban, anything they serve the Avodah Zarah with, this thing becomes, has tumas mase on it, that now if you're under the same oil, the same roof, you become tameim? Shenemar, but it says, Vayitzmadu l'baal por, Vayoichlu zivcha mesim, that they worship baal por, and they brought kabonis, and the korban is called like a zevach of a mase. So you see the takruvus, the korban is like a mase. So ma mase, just like a mase. If you're under the same roof as the mace is, you become Tamein. Whoever's under the same roof, or here by a tree, if you're under the same branches that Takrubus is, you become Tamein. That's our Mishnah. Do not walk underneath the tree, because if so, you become Tamein. Because for sure there's some Takrubus there, and you'll become Tamein.
Do you walk by a church?
How come you get that?
The other Mishnah says, "Hoist the gazelle to Sarabim." Let's say these branches were going over into the Sarabim. Then be over the Chter Tor. I boil you. Ovar, do you have a right to do it? Lechatchilu now through the Sarabim to walk through it, or maybe just over. But the evidence, if you did, you remain Tor. But maybe lechatchilu still also to walk underneath the tree. So Rabbi Yitzchak ben Elazar Mishmei dechiski Omar over lechatchilu you're allowed to. For Rabbi Yechon Omar no imover. The Mishnah just means b'di'evit. That if you walk through, you remain Torah, but the Chachila, try and find another road. The Mara says, Lord, please, there's no machlokes here. Ha di'ika dircha achrina, ha d'leka dircha achrina. If there's another route, then the Chachila, go down the second road. Do not use this road. Yeah. But for the Evadah, you remain Torah. But if there's no other road, then even the Chachila, you're allowed to use this road, you can walk underneath it, the tree. Oh, Malay Rav Sheshis. Lishmai, Rav Sheshis once had to walk down the street. And there was an Atzei Hashem going over the street. So he told his servant there, Ki Motus lost him, when we come underneath this tree, Aretinu, run with me, we're going to run through it. The question is, Hechidam, what's the case talking about? Why did he have to run through it? Mishra Shari, if there's no other road, he's allowed to walk normal. If there is another road, even to run you have no right. Yeah. You're supposed to use the second road. Don't go down the street. So what's the purpose of running? Yeah. So was really the case here? There was no second road. This was the only road to go through. And there was a Tatsi Asherah covering over the road. So Mikra din you allowed to. But he held the Yodim Choshev Shani. Choshev a person, he should watch out. Because people should not come to learn from him. If people think of Sheshes, going through an Atzei Asherah, they won't know that there's another road, there's no other road. They'll think in all cases I'm allowed to, even if there is another road. So he wanted to make some shinu people should not learn out from him. Therefore, when he walked underneath it, he ran. He made sure what I'm doing is different. Now the Mishnah says, Zoyrin ta'achteho yirokas b'moisek ha'shomim. You're allowed to plant underneath an Atzei Asherah vegetables in the winter. Because in the winter, the shade, the sun doesn't harm it. So what do you have? What hanor do you have from the tree? That it makes shade. In the winter you do not need the shade. Therefore, it's mut. You have no hanor from the tree itself. But you can't plant something underneath the Atzei Asherah in the summertime. Because then you have enjoyment from the shade. Rosh Hashanah sale, yofalhem. But the achazirin, this chazeris, this one Roman lettuce, this we can't plant underneath it. loy b'yemoyz hachamo, loy b'yemoyz hachshomim, not even in the winter, because here shade is always beneficial. The sun at any time ruins it, so even in the winter it's beneficial from the tree, it's awesome. Reb Yaisi Yoimer, Reb Yaisi says no, af loy yirok b'yemoyz hachshomim, you can't plant anything, not even vegetables, even in the winter, when you're not having enjoyment from the shade, from the tree itself. Still it's also. Still you're having some benefit from the tree. Why? Mivnei shanaviya nosheris. Listen, the leaves fall off from the tree. And nosheris aleim, ze'evil hem lezevil. When they fall on the ground, they like fertilize the ground. So they're making the ground better. So it comes out now that what grows now grows better because of the asherah. Therefore it's called you having ano from the yatsi asherah. It's still also ano. We had the Gemara's before, there's no bittul here, because this is derech gidilosan, this is the way the tree grows, therefore the leaves are still asa b'ano, so having ano from the tree, it remains asa. So Gemara says, what's this last machlokes? The name where you want to tell me, for Rabbi Yossi, Sova, Zev is the germ is asa. For Rabbon and Amri, Zev is the germ muta. That's the machlokes over here. That here, even though these leaves are falling down to the ground and fertilizing the ground, but still, what makes the seed grow? The ground, which is muta banor, and this extra leaves, which is also banor. So there are two things causing it to grow. So maybe that's the machlokes of Yosios, even though there are two things, and the main thing is the ground. Still, since there's an added ingredient here, there's leaves, so that's a gurum to make it grow better, of Yosios, it's also. The Rabbanan say no, since there are two things making it grow, one is bottled to the other. So it's not since you're having anor from the leaves of the tree, but rather you're having anor will look as if it's only from the ground, and it's muta. So most of that's true. We learned the machlokes is just the opposite. We hear just the opposite that now we learned. We have Yaisya, we have before, if you have an avodah zarah, a metal avodah zarah, an image, so seichik, the Yaisya is grind it up, v'zer l'ruach, and take the pieces here and throw it to the ruach. By matl yam, or else throw it into yam. You can take this dust and just throw it away. It's muta bano. Amri lo dechom se baska jesi no. Afi nasa zev. You can't just throw this dust into the air. It's going to land on ground and it's going to fertilize the ground. And you're having hanor then. But then the pasuk says leyidav yachemu v'minachem. You can't have any germs at all from the avodah zarah. So you see, the Rabbanan say, you're not allowed to take this dust of the Avodah Zarah and throw it. Why? Because it's going to fertilize the ground. I, when it grows, it's Zev is a Gurim. What causes it to grow is the ground and this dust. So the Rabbanan say, it's Asa Banor. And the Gersi says, it's Muta Banor. So Kasha, the Rabbanan of the Rabbanan, Kasha, the Gersi, the Rabbi Yasi. So this time, the Rabbi Yasi, the Rabbi Yasi, I can answer you, the Kasha. Hosom, the cause of Libud. Here, when you took this Avodah Zarah and you ground it up first, you meant to destroy it. That's a bittul. You're like Mavatul the Avodah Zarah. And Rashi speaks out, even though when a Jew does it, it's not Botul, that's only Midirabonim. Because we're afraid maybe he's going to pick it up first. But if he doesn't have intentions to be kind of it, he just goes and grinds it up, that's a Bittul. So really this dust is Mutar Banor. It's only a Chumim Midirabonim. That's why, since now you're throwing your Liyabud, we're not afraid, it's not called even a Zev Zagurim. But Libud matter. But Hoko, like called Libud, here it's not going Libud, that's the way the tree grows. The tree grows, that its leaves fall off, and it does good for you. It fertilizes the ground. Also, therefore it's called the real Zev Zagurim, that's where here it's also. Ever though, the Rabbanan and the Rabbanan Kasha. Of course, the Kasha and the Rabbanan. How could the Rabbanan say here it's Smuta? Even by this case of leaves, and over there, by you take the Avodah Zarah that you first ground up and you want to move out it, so true, the bittul does not, because the Jew did it, it's also the Rabbanin. There they say it's also Bano, why? It must be the really old Zev of the Gurm is also. That's the steer of the Rabbanin. The first one wants to say, Epoch, change around. That in our Mishnah, the Rabbanin are the one that says it's also, and if Yosef says it's Mutah, so there's no steer. The Yvoy is saying, Malay Tepoch. The Rabbi Yosef Kirishnin, we answered Rabbi Yosef, Kirishnin, like we said in the answer. The Rabbanin, what's the terrace from the Rabbanin? Could the Yomar Rav Mori, Brenda Rav Kana. Masha Mashbiach Bior, Poigim Abosar. That's a Shiloh by Kochim. Can you remove the skin without cutting it? So you're better off with the skin, even though it's also Banom, but you're being Poigim the boss, you're ruining the meat. So what does it mean to say? We'll soon see. Hachanam here also. Masha Mashbiach Beneviya, Poigim Betzel. True, you're having some enjoyment from the leaves that are falling down, it's fertilizing the ground.
but the Yatza Asher in a hole is ruining it also, because it's causing there to be shade. It would have been better to have the sun come through. So we cancel out the Hanor from this Atzei Asherah. Because the Atzei Asherah in one way is ruining the growth, and another way it's making it better. So one cancels out the other. Similar by Kotcher, the Eretz Shiloh, can you skin an animal without cutting off, without cutting the skin? It's better for the skin to have a whole piece of skin. But you're ruining the meat, you have to pull off the skin, off the legs. You're ruining the meat of the skin. So one, so that was the answer there, that Mashemashbiyah, the reason why it's also, because even though you're making it better for the skin, but you're ruining the basa. So one cancels out the other one. Here also, the enjoyment you're having from the leaves are cancelled out from the shade that the Yatza Asherah is causing. So that's why the Rabbanan hold, this is not called the Gerim of Issa, it's called, you're not having enjoyment. That's where it's meant. All right, we'll continue on.
Oh, again, the bottom Gemara again. What's up, Mem Chesam Abayis? The bottom Gemara again. We have a Sira. The now Mishnah Tmashmas Machlokes Reb Yosi and the Chachamim, where they could plant underneath an Atzei Asherah, and Reb Yosi says it's also because the leaves fall down and they fertilize the ground, and it's a Zevzeh Gerim. The ground makes it grow and the leaves. So Reb Yosi here says Zevzeh Gerim is also. And the Chum said it's mutter. And the theory was, before by an Avodah Zarah it said you're supposed to grind it up, and the dust, Rabbi Yosi holds, you can throw into the air. Even though, and the Chum said there, no, it's no good, it falls to the ground, it'll fertilize the ground, you're having Hanor. So the theory. So Rabbi Yosi, we answered over there, you're mavatal the Avodah Zarah, you grind it up, so really you're mavatal the Avodah Zarah, it's herlich libut, you don't want it anymore. And even though a Jew is doing it, midiraisa though the bittel is good, it's only midirabonah that's no good. Therefore, there will make us to say zevzeh gerim is mutter. But over here now, Mishnah, when the leaves fall down, we are having direct hanor from the leaves. It's not bottle. You want the leaves there, so therefore it's fertilizing the ground. Zevzeh gerim is also. But what about the rabbanon? So last terms we had, the rabbanon also has a difference. Moses says, again, the yomer of Mori, brother of Kano, that masha mashbiach bior poigim ebosam. That the enjoyment you have for making the skin whole, you lose out, you're ruining the meat of the korbanos over there. This by Besuli HaMikdoshim is brought down that you're not allowed to be mafshed it, derech haraglayim, means take out all the skin, because you're ruining the basar. So, Achinami also, the story is, ma shemashbiach benaviyon, poigim betzel. The Chum say now, Mishnitz Mutter, because true you're having Hanor, even though it's Zev Zegurim, from the leaves, that's fertilizing the ground, but you're also having a pagam. The tree is making it worse. The fact is protected, it's giving you shade. Now in the winter, you'd rather the sun. So since you're not having that much enjoyment from the tree, one cancels out the other, and it's not considered an Isser Hanor. It's not called you having Hanor from the Atzei Asherah. That's a Chum Svara. All right, so kids, so we answer the theory between Rabbi Yosi and the Rabbanim. Now the Gemara says, V'sovu Rabbi Yosi, is it true that Rabbi Yosi really holds Zev is a germ is also, like we're saying now in our Mishnah, that you're not allowed to plant underneath the tree because the leaves that fall down fertilize the ground. So the Zev is a germ. I have a tiny word like this. Rabbi Yosi Oimer, Noitin Yichor Shel Orla, you're allowed to plant a new shoot of Orla. And even though it's not 3 years old yet, you're allowed to plant one branch. And but you're not allowed to plant a nut of Orla. If they shoot pre, because that's called a pre. In other words, what's also by Orla is a pre, the fruit. The tree itself is mutabahano. Therefore you're allowed to plant a new shoot. Even though it's grown only 2 years, because there's no Isser Hanor on the wood, on the shoot of the trees. The only Isser Hanor is upon the fruits. So therefore, he holds you now want to plant a nut, because a nut is called a pre. Now, Vom Rav Yudom Rav, Moidu Rav Yosef Yosef agrees though, Shem Nota V'Hivrach V'Hirkuf, let's say it took this nut from Orla, this seed of Orla, and you went to plant it right now, your mavrach, you grafted it on to another tree, Mutta, what grows out now is Mutta. Why? Because it's Zev Zegurim. The ground is making it grow, and the seed. So true, the nut, the seed itself, is also banot orla. When it grows up now, a new shoot, that's zev zegurim. So who you see, zev zegurim is mutter. which is a shimnoto, egois, shalolo, muta. Alma, what do we see the bottom Rashi? Ki godel ilom, when the tree grows, v'toyin peros, hevelu hanach peros, the groma, the egois, the yiso, the karka, the heta. The two things cause it to grow now, the ground and the seed. Uktani muta, according to Rabbi Yossi, it says here it's muta. And v'tani namiachi, we don't know if this also, v'tani namiachi, the moid the Rabbi Yossi agrees.